Shalom to all those who are listening. I hope everybody's well. And the Rebbeinu Shlomo Benchin, we should all be better and better. We should, through the status, we should be able to have happier hearts than we do right now. Be able to feel the Yeshua's Nechamas of the Rebbeinu Shlomo Bechush and be a sof to all the tzaras. B'karav b'yameinu. We talk about Hakaras HaTov many times. In this week's parasha, it's full. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't take the makkah of Daman Tzvadeya to do himself. He has to call an Aaron. And that's because of Hakaras HaTov. And everybody asks, what kind of Hakaras HaTov is there to a dynam? And I think a good answer I saw brought from Rabbi Yoshev. It was a mice with Rabbi Yoshev where he was not well for a number of days, and then for about a week, he didn't leave his house. He didn't even go to davening. And Rabbi Uri Loplyansky, I don't know his exactly his name. It's hard for me to say it, but he's the head of Yad Zara, and he came to Rabbi Yoshev to tell him about his son's bar mitzvah, what was coming up. And Rabbi Yoshev excused himself and said, I would love to come, but I can't. I've been very schwach. I pushed, haven't been able to go to davening even. So the Rabbi Uri said, I didn't come chas v'shalom to matriach the reshiva. I came just to get a bracha for my son. He should get a bracha for the bar mitzvah. A few days went by, and the day of the bar mitzvah came. And Rav Yoshev said to his mishpacha, I have to go to the bar mitzvah. He said, but you haven't gone to shtul to go davening. You go to the bar mitzvah? He said, yeah. He said, why? He said, al takaras hatev. What's takaras hatev? I walk with a walker that I have from Yad Zara. So I owe Yad Zara a debt of gratitude. I owe him Hakaras HaTov. For Hakaras HaTov, I feel I have to go. So he said, why? He owes you Hakaras HaTov also for what you do for him. So he said, Bizgerecht. If it would just be a chayv to do Hakaras HaTov, it's a mitzvah like other mitzvahs, you're right. We could then clear which one has more of a chayv, and then we would be able to be machriya. But Hakaras HaTov is a midah. It's not just a chiv, it's a midah. A midah of a person of a chiv to use, to be able to live with, and to express and to live by. Always. It's not a din in, I have to do it once or twice. A midah, I'm a chiv to be kind of that midah. I'm a chiv to live with that midah. That is no excuse. I'm a chiv to have that midah. Azeh te gezakt. Hakaras HaTov is a midah that we need to be able to inculcate into ourselves. We need to make that part of our metzius. And it's something that we have difficulty with in the best of circumstances. We have difficulty with Hakaras HaTov. And we always talk about what the difficulty is. And there are at least two difficulties. One is, Hakaras HaTov means that I have to admit that there was something that I couldn't do. I needed to get help. I couldn't do it myself. It's very difficult for a person to admit that there's something we couldn't do. Even though if you'll ask us, can we do everything in the world, we'll readily admit not. But when it comes to any specific thing, and somebody asks, can you do this? We're very reticent, we're very hesitant to say we can't do something. And certainly don't want to act it out and then by having to go to get help from somebody else. So that's number one. We don't, our COVID doesn't allow for us to, our gaiva, whatever it is. But there's another thing. Not only am I not able to do it, but you were able to do it. Das ist noch ärger. That makes it even worse. I have to be makir that not only could I not do something, but somebody else could do it. Alavai, nobody could do it. If somebody could do it, mela, I could live with it. But I couldn't, and somebody else could do it, that's too much for me to live with. That's how sensitive people are. That's how we don't feel comfortable being who we are. And this is the midah of Hakaras HaTov is mevusis on a person being healthy, on a person being able to realize that we have, each of us have our own keches, and each of us have our own abilities, and we can't do everything, but we can do what we can do. And that's what the Rebbeinu Shem wants from us. No one wants from us what we can't do. The Rebbeinu Shem wants what we can do. That takes a tremendous amount of limud, takes a tremendous amount of chinuch, takes a tremendous amount of practice. Because we're not born knowing how to do that. There's a ma'aseh that they say with the Alter from Slabodka, that he was sitting at his table on Shabbos, and this would be a regular thing on Shabbos. Before he'd make Kiddush, he'd sit and study the table. A peculiar thing to do. Everybody's waiting for Kiddush, and the Alter's sitting there looking at the table. So somebody asked him, "My high, what's this all about?" He said, "Alter said it like this." He said, "This table was not set by itself. It didn't come down from Shemayim. Somebody worked to prepare this table, to set the table, to bring the food to the table, to make the food, to be able to bring it to the table. Somebody worked, and somebody made this happen. I'm studying it to see how much was done, and how much, therefore, I have a chayiv of Hakaras HaTov to my Rebbetzin for what she did." That's a sensitivity. That's a taking the midah of Hakaras HaTov seriously. We don't take it seriously. We think, yes, of course, we all appreciate. It's not a one-size-fits-all. It's not that I appreciate. Thank you very much. You gave me $1 million. I appreciate that. You helped me cross the street. I appreciate that. Hakaras HaTov has to be commensurate to what was done. And again, the Rishiva Zatzal, Rabbeinu Gold, used to say, the midah is Hakaras HaTov, recognizing the good that was done for me. It doesn't say what you're mechuyif to do in response. What we're mechuyif to do, what we need to inculcate, what we need to make part of ourselves, is the recognition. Take the trouble to recognize, to study what was done for me, what did I really benefit. Then we'll see what I'll do about it. But at least recognize it. That's what the midah is, and that's what the Torah is mechayev us. That's a difficult avoda. They say, I forget who on an Olam Gadol, that when he would, maybe on Rebbe Yehuda Plan could be, that they say that he would sit Shabbos and he would say, so sometimes he would stop in the middle. When would he stop? It happened coincidentally when his Rebbetzin got up from the table to go into the kitchen to bring something or to take something, he would stop. So they asked him also, "My high." She said, "My Rebbetzin is interested in the Divrei Torah. She's made a Suda. She's worked to prepare the food, to bring everything to the table, to go back and forth, to serve, to take away. I owe her a tremendous amount of Hakaras HaTov. The least I can do is I know that she's being Nana from the Divrei Torah that I'm saying that I should wait for her to be there to be able to hear it. What kind of Hakaras HaTov is it that I'm saying it for everybody else at the table and for the Iker one who made this whole possible, this whole Suda possible, she can come and go and she'll miss part of it, she'll get part of it. That's not Hakaras HaTov. If I can do that, that means I'm not Makar the Tov. If I was Makar the Tov, I couldn't do it. The Hakara is where we have the trouble. We don't want to acknowledge it. We don't want to take it seriously. We don't want to feel indebted. Asir Toda. We don't want to have to be indebted to somebody for anything. Even to my wife, even to my husband, even to my child, even to my parent. We don't want to be indebted. We don't like to have chiyuvim. We like to do things because we want to do them. Not because I have to. And Hakaras HaTov demands that I realize that I have a chayv. I have to. It's not just I want to, I have to. It's not, they say, I don't remember from whom, maybe Rabbi Ruchem or somebody, There could be four. Even the Chavetz Chavavas, I think, says it. That the midas, there are all different types of, all different midas we have. We have gaiva, we have kas, we have anivis, we have all different types of midas. All those midas that exist, aside from hakaras hatov, we can be better at, we can be not weaker at. But it's only that mida that we're missing, or that mida that we need to improve upon. Hakaras hatov, if we don't have, we're missing menschlichkeit. We're not a mensch. We're not a human being. A human being can't ignore a taiva that was done to him. And I always say, I think it's right. The Rebbein Shalom bases his whole relationship with Klal Yisrael on Hakaras HaTov. What's Anoichi? Anoichi Hashem Lekecha Shetzitzichem Eitzim Tzayim Be'ezavadim. Kedai Hu, you should be Meshuvim to me because of what I did for you. That's Hakaras HaTov. The whole basis that the Rebbein Shalom has and tells us and teaches us of serving the Rebbein Shalom himself is because we have to have Hakaras HaTov. Because what he did for us, he took us out of Mitzrayim Be'ezavadim. If we don't have that, we have nothing. Then there's no chayvus to be leiv Hashem either. Hakaras HaTov is so basic to being a human being that the Rebbein Shalom bases our whole relationship on the fact that there's Hakaras HaTov. And that we have so much difficulty with. And unfortunately, despite the fact that we have so much difficulty, we don't try enough to be able to compensate, to be able to override that natural instinct of wanting not to recognize the Tev. And we're left, unfortunately, not being Makar Tev sufficiently. This is something we have to work on, obviously. I'm talking about myself just as well as I'm talking to anybody else. Hakaras HaTov is something we all have to work on. And the only way we work on, like the Rambam says, you do it once, twice, three times, until it becomes, we become ruggled in it. And we have to do it to an extreme, when we're in an extreme on the other, when we're in the extreme, when we're not being Makar Tov Adaf. The only way to be able to overcome that is by going to the extreme of being Makar Tov for every little thing. And then maybe after we get to that point, we'll be able to come to the Derech HaMamutza of being the Makar Tov appropriately for what is appropriate in the way that it's appropriate. Hakaras HaTov. Hakaras HaTov. The Gemara in Gittin Lamed Ches is what brought down Rav Ganauer. In his Sefer Yerevan of Sifi. He brings in Rashba. The Gemara says that if a person says he's dying, and he says to be meshacher his shifcha, then he mechiv to be meshacher the shifcha. The question is, how can you be mechiv to be meshacher the shifcha? Because you want to be mekayim to be ames, yeah? But you're being over nisiv, lalein b'hem ta'avaydu. Since when is wanting to be mekayim to be ames, deiche lalein b'hem ta'avaydu? Tishtak akash, Rashba is. So Rashba says, because when Marzik, a person is not going to be a Rasha, he's going to be a tzaddik. So Mistama, the reason he's saying to me, Meshachad the Shifra, is because he has a Karas HaTov to her for the service that she served him. You see from this Rashbach, Gevald Gechidish, that a Karas HaTov is a Zachiv, that it's not the Pshat, I'm doing him a favor, because he did me a favor. I owe it to him like a Mekach HaMemkar. I'm not being over. It's not Matnas Chinam. I'm not being over on Matnas Chinam. I'm not being over on any Yisr. I'm not being over on Leilam B'Hem Tavaydu. Leilam B'Hem Tavaydu is only because if it was for nothing. If there's a reason that you owe him something, then it's not an Yisr. Hakaras HaTov. Hakaras HaTov is a reality that we are mechuyev to one another. And the chiv stems from the recognition and the not denying the importance of what was done for me by another human being. And yes, that means I couldn't do it myself, most likely, and that's why I engaged somebody else to help me, but this other person was maskim to help me and did help me, and I have to recognize that. And to recognize that means that I have to appreciate it and I have to express it in some way, shape, or form. Hakara Sataif. Recognizing that a person has done something for me and recognizing that that engenders a chiyuv from me to that other person. That's the basis of being an Adam. That's the basis of being a Yid. The Rebbeinu should help us. We should all be able to work on this sufficiently that we should be able to overcome the natural desire to ignore it or to deny it. And Beit Hashem Yisbarach, to be Zeche, the Rebbeinu Shalom should see that we're trying to be Makatev. The biggest Hakaras Hatev we have to have is the Rebbeinu Shalom. And if we have the proper Hakaras Hatev, then we'll only do mitzvah. We'll not be able to be over on his mitzvahs. We should be Zeche to be able to get to be the Makatev to every Bnei Adam, to all the Bnei Adam that we owe to. And more importantly, at the same time, being able to be Makatev to Rabbi Yelam Manhigai for all that he does for us, for everyone in the whole world, constantly, on an ongoing basis, Bili Hefsik. And that should be the biggest chus for us, Be'ez HaShem Yisbarach, to be an end to all the tzaras, and be able to come to the beginning of the Yeshua and the Begula Krei V'Bavlu.